Well, hey, what's up? Hello, everyone out there in music video land. Welcome to your favorite music video podcast, This Week in Music Videos podcast, brought to you by your super good friends at imvdb.com, the Internet Music Video Database. I'm Doug Klinger. I work on the Internet Music Video Database when I'm chilling. And normally, Adam Fairholm rocks this podcast with me. You normally hear his voice, but right now he's on the John Travolta end of the same surgery that Adam Alexander was undergoing last week. So weekly listeners of the podcast will get that reference. But back from his surgery and 2 weeks off of the podcast, we have with us a boy who's always in the kitchen cooking pies with his baby, north of the wall from Fringe Music Fix. Adam Alexander is with us. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Doug. I'm recovering. I've been watching a lot of the Hunger Games movies. Sweet. In my recovery.
Now, I was hoping you could talk a little bit about what that recovery process is like of this surgery that you... First, tell us about the surgery and then what the recovery process is like.
Well, it was a John Travolta nutsack surgery.
I thought you got the Nicolas Cage. You got the Travolta.
So I got... Oh, yes. I got the Nicolas Cage.
You got the Cage. Adam's getting the Travolta. It's confusing. It is confusing because it's all pretend and make-believe, and in a land of make-believe, things get confusing. But that's fine. So don't talk about the fake recovery period. That was a dumb joke that I decided to talk about before we talk about music videos. Because you know what, Adam? I think we should really, like, we got to hit the ground running this week because motherfucking... It's been a week and a half for music videos. It's been essentially... There's been so many good music videos that it's been like a week and a half has gone by, but really it's just been a week. What did you think of that reference?
I think that analogy. It's true.
Pretty solid analogy, right?
We have like a lot of like doubly good music videos. So like, or at least a half.
Yeah, at least 1.5 good. The Uber surcharge is 1.5 times more than what it normally costs for a week of music videos. It's getting weird. Let's talk about them. This week, there's music videos from all over the board. What part of the board do you think we should start with, Adam, since it's your first week back?
Well, why don't we jump right into the shot-for-shot recreation
thing? Okay, I think that'll be fun. All right, because this is an interesting place to start, because the most popular music video released this week is one of those music videos that we don't really know what the fuck to do with as overseers of a music video database. We want to put music videos in here, and then we want them to be actual official music videos. And sometimes cool guys like Jimmy Fallon and Jack Black get together and make what is essentially a music video, but isn't, I don't know, because what they did is just recreate the music video for More Than Words by Extreme for The Tonight Show. And it is a shot-for-shot remake of that music video. And there's another shot-for-shot remake music video that's come out this week, which I'm sure we'll talk about next. But we're going to start here. And first of all, Adam Alexander, I want to ask, are you a Jimmy Fallon fan?
I am. I am definitely a Jimmy Fallon fan, especially when he does the musical type things.
Mm-hmm. And are you B, a Jack Black fan?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay, still a Jack Black fan, even though he hasn't really done a lot of great stuff lately.
Still, you know, that happens.
Although he's probably was on the Tonight Show to promote the HBO television show that he's going to be on, and like they usually get things right over there at the home box office. So,
they do.
Do people still call it that, home box office? That's what
only you. But that's
what
that's
HBO.
Okay.
That's what HBO means for those who don't know and who give a shit. So this music video strikes me as something that, from a production side, had a lot of planning. I'm curious how much rehearsal time Jack Black and Jimmy Fallon spent on this video. How much do you think? Take a guess.
I would say, I would say some, but I think they're both pretty good at doing this kind of thing. So, not a lot. I think they might have winged it a bit.
Well, because a lot of what Jack Black is doing is Jack Black stuff, right?
Exactly.
He's doing, like, a Jack Black impersonation. not an impersonation because he is Jack Black, but he's doing his like patented Jack Black stuff. I mean, Jack Black is a musician as well. And a lot of what he's doing with his hands and his face and his eyebrows is Jack Black musician stuff. And I think it fits in this context really well. I wonder with, and this is something we'll obviously, a conversation that will carry over into the next music video conversation. I wonder if this is a music video that people knew. We know it was a shot for shot because we pulled it up on multiple computer screens, right, like nerds, and watched them simultaneously, and we were like, oh yeah, they did it. But like, who knows that? Who knows that? Like, the amount of time that it takes to actually recreate everything from the costumes to like all of the set design. I mean, it doesn't seem like an easy thing to do. No. And nobody's going to know the authenticity until they watch. I guess it's hard to argue with the results, but it seems like a very, from a production standpoint, something that's not easy to do.
No, and they've done it very well. Like, when we were comparing the shots, it's super close. Like, it's, and I mean, like you said, the music video, I mean, the track, people are gonna recognize the track, but, like, to say that someone would know, hey, this is exactly like the music video, that's not happening, I don't think. I didn't know.
To the extent that they go, they're not going to recognize exactly. It. Like, maybe they'll recognize certain elements, but they're not going to know that it actually will play side by side. And, like, whatever, that's cool that the Tonight Show is able to do that, and much love. But I don't know if, like, that doesn't necessarily make you watch the whole thing. Like, what is keeping people kind of watching this type of thing through the end of it? What do you think it is? When you already know what's going to happen and it's not really going to be interesting or groundbreaking, like, is the Jack Black funny faces enough to carry this music video all the way through to the end?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, they've re-recorded the track as well, right? So yeah. This is kind of like showing off Jack Black's chops. Like, he's actually like a stellar vocalist, and mm-hmm. like when he hits those high notes and stuff, it's good. But I mean, Fallon's really funny when he does these musical skits too. I think there's something there that people enjoy.
Cool. I think so. I enjoyed it, but I will admit that I didn't watch till the end. I watched till I was like, ha, they did it, and then kind of bailed. And then before we prepped for this podcast, I watched that same amount, but with the other video side by side.
But I mean, you had some doors to open and close, so
I did have some doors to open and close tonight. That was a big part of my evening. What this video did, the biggest impact this video had on me this week was that I sang this song all week.
You did it. It was stuck in your head.
It was. How about you?
You had the earworm.
How about you?
I do like the old 90s vibes and stuff, but mm-hmm. this song is not, it doesn't hit my list. I wouldn't put it on a 90s playlist.
Doesn't hit your list. Okay, cool. So two things I've learned about you just now, that this video doesn't hit your list, and that you're one of the people who use the word earworm, which is cool. It's something I'm learning about you, Adam.
I use it.
So let's move on. Let's move on. Why don't you tell us, Adam, about what the other video this week, which is a shot-for-shot remake, is all about. Give us some background.
Sure. So, it's hard to say his name. Mikal Cronin, I would say. Or Michael Cronin. Released a video this week for a track called Turn Around. And the music video is a recreation of another hard name to say. Natalie Imbruglia's video.
I think it's a soft G.
Imbruglia?
I think that's closer. The reason I asked you to describe this video is because I don't know how to say the last name either. But this is a music video I was a lot more familiar with.
I was not. I had to do the multi-screen replay too.
Well, I wasn't familiar with it to that level, but it was a video that when I watched it immediately, I knew how close they got it because it was just like I remember a lot of these elements a lot more vividly. This was a pretty popular music video when it came out. Natalie Imbruglia.
Track Torn.
Torn, right? Yeah, Torn. Yeah. Which is like her big hit. I think it might just be Imbruglia.
That's crazy. You just dropped that G.
Yeah, the G's just like, I'm just like, fuck you, G. That's just like a part of the way I live in general. I'm just always saying, fuck you, G. Like, not just in the context of Natalie Imbruglia's name. I could be way off like that. I'm just going to start dropping G's from anybody's name that I say in this podcast going forward. G's are fucking dead to me.
So your name's just Duh.
My own G stays intact, but...
Well, yours is good.
The remaining G's. I can be the only person with the G in their name.
So what we decided, Doug, was that this video is basically a shot-for-shot, but we figured that because the tracks are different and the length of the songs is a little different, that...
You can't do the sync play. You can't do the side-by-side play and have it make... And it's also harder to do that because... In the Jimmy Fallon one, you knew when the song was the same way because you could hear it. But these are two different songs, obviously. Are you gonna give a shout for the director's name?
Yeah, the director's name is Kurt Brunoler.
Brunoler, who's a comedian.
I didn't know that. But also, it stars a comedian. The video.
It stars several comedians. This is weird the way we're doing this, where we're just giving the information piecemeal. this music video came out through Jash, and it came out as part of they have a music video series where they give a comedian and an artist $5,000 to make a music video. They did one with Chance the Rapper and Hannibal Buress, with Austin Vesely as a co-director on that video, which we did an interview about for the blog a couple of years ago, and they've continued the series over the couple of years. Kurt is a comedian. You would know him from being funny, and playing the part of Natalie Imbruglia is Kristen Schaal, who you might know from Flight of the Conchords or Bob's Burgers or The Last Man on Earth, or from also being funny, because she's a comedian too. She says jokes on a stage. I guess like it's similar conversations here. Like, I think this remake makes more sense as a music video to me. I think Jimmy Fallon doing stuff like what he did there, like he can do that stuff and he's going to get away with it. He could have picked any 90s music video that like 15 people or more knew about and it would have gotten 5 million views on YouTube. I think for this to work in the context where the artist isn't Jack Black, but it's someone who we can't even say their name, that you had to do a little bit more recognizable music video, and I think that Torn is that. I feel like Torn is the type of video that had a pop-up video episode. It was on a pop-up video episode. It's that kind of, you know, it was that kind of video of that era.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing is, I don't know either videos very well, so right. I'm going to leave that one in your court.
Okay, I don't have a court. I just have a room. But Kristen Schaal was fun, and Natalie Imbruglia tweeted this video, which was fun. And that's it. Those are the things that we said. That's what we're going to start. Now that Adam's gone, we can do all the things I've always wanted to do on this podcast after we talk about stuff. So here's what we're going to do. After we talk about a music video, we're going to sing the wrap-up, the music video wrap-up song, and that goes, these are the things that we said, and then after I say that, you say, music! So let's try that. These are the things that we said.
Music!
I love that, because there's a delay between us, so it sounds super weird and dumb. Okay, we'll never do that again, but that was fun for the one time.
I thought I was right on cue.
Yeah, no, that's how the internet works in a delay thing. We don't have time to explain. I don't have time to explain that to you. But fun videos, those were fun. Those brought us back to a time that we can't remember or we're not really conscious of music videos whenever. Anyway, more stuff. What's next? Let's talk about Hook and Sling, featuring Far East Movement, Break Yourself, directed by Carlos Lopez Estrada and Nelson DeCastro, who are two directors who typically work as individuals, and now we're working as a duo on this video, and it's great, right? It's pretty great.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. And you can tell that that these guys are both, like, really good, because this is, like, a doubly good video.
It is a doubly good video. This is one of the videos that's making this a 1.5 week. And not to say that the other videos we've talked about already aren't, but this favors heavily in that conversation.
We're doing a lot of math tonight.
This is weird. We need Adam back to dumb this thing down. So, Hook and Sling featured Far East Movement. This is a funky song, and this video is spooky. It's pretty spooky, and it's got a bunch of, like, So Tim Hendricks, who's been on this podcast, did the visual effects on this video, and I think he said something like, this is 14 shots, stitched together to look like two. And the first one is, like, of a man running towards a school bus, and then the rest of the video is kind of like a repeat of him getting on this school bus over and over again, and the camera kind of just, like, flows through the school bus and turns around and flows back up the center aisle. And kind of every time the camera turns around, there's either different people or no people, or the school bus is upside down in the seats. You know, it keeps changing. you assume that the cuts are all in those turns, but you certainly can't see them. So this video is very, like, visually stunning, and it really, like, locks me in terms of, like, the look and vibe and feel and just, like, the high-level quality of the effects. I had trouble figuring out the narrative. Did you have a better shot at that?
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of significance to the narrative. I think it's more just, basically that he's going to be late for his bus, and then his bus is trippy as fuck.
Okay, which in a music video world, that works.
Exactly.
So these are all, like, it's all different. Maybe like a rotation of four groups of people, would you say? And then a couple of times an empty bus. And they're all, like, groups of people who you would expect to see on a bus, potentially. There's, like, a group of football players and cheerleaders. There looks like a group of, like, younger students.
We have, like, a Bible group.
A Bible group, and then maybe, like, what looks to be, like, maybe a tour group.
Yeah. They're older people, so they're touring.
In the mix as well. So those are the four different groups, and it kind of just, like, brings you through those groups in, like, these different spooky ways. Sometimes people's eyes are glowing, sometimes they're upside down. But the whole time you're frightening and entertained. You're frightened and entertained.
I was somewhat frightened.
But you weren't frightening, were you?
No.
It's a
gloomy video.
It is a gloomy video.
It's like goosebumps scary.
So Nelson, Carlos Lopez Estrada is one of my favorite music video directors. He's, and a lot of the videos he's been doing lately have this kind of dark edge to them. And Nelson DeCastro is pretty new. He's only been directing music videos. He worked on one video in 2013. And then basically last year, he kind of came on the scene is the phrase we use here on this podcast now. But he's so good. Nelson is so good. And you can see, Carlos is in one of Nelson's early videos. He's in this Digitalism Wolves video. And, you know, I just feel like you can see the similarities over the last couple of videos for both of these guys, to where them working together now just seems to make perfect sense. And it's something I'm really excited about. I hope they keep working together. They now have a joint Vimeo account. They each have their own individual Vimeo accounts. But now they have a joint Vimeo account too. So I'm really excited about the possibilities, because they both think about music videos in a really interesting way, in a really unique way, and I think in a way that complements each other super well. And Nelson has a second video out this week. Do you have any more fun things or quibs about the break?
I'm just wondering, Doug, Carlos is the one behind all those great Clipped videos we got, right?
Clipping,
yeah. Clipped is another band.
Clipped is a different band, but not one that Carlos has worked with. Carlos has done music videos for lots of fun bands. Why is your phone making noises, Adam?
I don't think it's my phone.
Nope, definitely mine. Carlos has done videos for, you know, Passion Pit and Capital Cities, and he's won a Latin Grammy. You know, Carlos has made some great music videos. But yeah, like the turn he's kind of taken with these clipping videos, this really like dark turn, has been really great. And I'm glad it's kind of seeping into his further work.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a cool video. And like you said, I'm excited for them to be a duo. That means awesome videos on the way.
But it definitely seems like they're going to continue to work independently as well.
For sure.
And we'll use that as a transition. We'll use that as a transition for us to talk about Machine Heart featuring Vantic. Vanek. What do you think it is? Vanek, I think
it's Vanek. Machine DJ.
Machine Heart featuring DJ Vanek. Directed by the aforementioned Nelson DeCastro, who we were just talking about. How weird is that? So, first of all, and this song is called Circles. First of all, let's talk about this song and how many times I've danced to it since the first time I heard it.
And, it's catchy, man. It's catchy.
That's, the answer is 15, and that is also the number of times that I've listened to this song. So every time I've listened to this song, it's made me dance. And every time I've listened to this song, I've been in a place that is different. No, that's not true. But the first three times were all different places. First, I was at work, and I had to hide my dancing. Second, I was at a subway, also had to hide my dancing. It was more like an internal dance. Have you ever done that?
I don't think you should ever have to hide your dancing.
No, though. Listen, you do it working on the subway. Maybe you don't have to, but I have to. It's an internal dance. You occasionally will break out a physical move.
Like just one.
Yeah, but it's in your head, it's part of a larger context. But in the space that you're in, it's just maybe like the way you step onto the subway or the way you stretch out. And that's really part of like a big ass routine that you're doing in your brain. And you only one element of it goes in the outside and the rest stays in.
So that was
the first two times, but then the remaining 13 were here in my home, where I was able to dance freely in my safe environment. And I did it. I was doing it.
Dancing on your own.
How many times? And all times was with the music video. The music video complements the song so well.
It does.
Well, not on the subway. I couldn't do it. The subway, I was just listening to the song. How many times have you danced to this song?
Well, I've only heard the song once. When you put it on the list, I gave it a watch. Did you cut triangles out when you danced to it?
The designs are in my heart.
They're just in your heart.
Yeah.
I've not danced to this yet, but I mean, the weekend is ahead of me.
Right.
And,
emphasis on yet. So let's talk a little bit about this video. This video is definitely a very performance heavy music video. But like we're talking about, Nelson just breaking out all the cool and putting it in this video, because this is a cool ass performance video. It's got a lot of tangible, set pieces, that like create shapes as the room spins. Do I have this right?
Yeah, it's almost like some arts and crafts stuff.
I don't know about if I would use the term arts and crafts, but I won't take it from you. I won't take it from you. You can keep having it. but then they also incorporate some visual effects within these set pieces.
Absolutely.
And the way it's fun. Like, the energy of the video matches the song. If the music was off and I was watching the video, I would still want to dance. How about that?
I hear you.
How about that?
I would too.
How do you feel about that? You feel me is what you said.
So yeah, and we should mention the colors. I like color a lot, and this video is full of vibrant, bright colors. You know?
I thought you were going to say more, but you said you were going to mention the colors, and then you did, so I don't know why I expected more.
Well,
but
I could describe the colors.
Why don't you bring it out? Tell us what makes the colors so great and mentionable.
And they have these cool kind of colored backdrops, but they also have different colored shapes that are kind of like, you know, on sticks, which looks better than it sounds. You need to watch it.
Watch this video. It's a video. How about listen to this? Listen to this piece of genius podcast quote. It's the type of music video that's great when you watch it. How was that?
Yeah.
Write that down. That's a music video genius talking. So yeah, we spent some time on the Nelson DeCastro music videos, and that was fun. Every other music video for the rest of the podcast does not connect to other videos. The first four music videos connected, two of them, they were connecting in ways. No more connections to other music videos on the podcast. All the rest of these music videos stand alone. So if you are here just to listen to music videos that, about music videos that relate to one another, your time has ended. But if you were here just to listen about music videos that don't have music videos on the podcast that relate to one another, your time has come. So,
and if you're here to listen to a podcast about basketball, you're fucked.
You're fucked. But I do have one of those coming out soon. Nice. I am going to be starting a basketball podcast. This is actually true. Basketball podcast.
I knew that.
Basketball podcast coming soon. Name to be determined.
Dunkaroos with Doug.
Dunkaroos with Doug is in the running. Let's talk about Chemical Brothers featuring Q-Tip Go, directed by Michel Gondry. Should we?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. Let's crack this egg. Have you heard, Adam Alexander, of Michel Gondry?
I have. I'm one of the biggest Michel Gondry fans. I've calculated that.
That's lofty. That's a lofty claim. You could be right. I mean, first of all, anyone who's willing to just, like, even have the desire to make that claim is in the running. And so that's sweet for you. So what do you think of his 2015 music video for Go by the Chemical Brothers featuring Q-Tip?
So my opinion is, I like the video. I wanted my mind to be blown, but it wasn't. It wasn't quite blown. It was just kind of like, you know, it just simmered a bit. It's good, though. How do you feel about the video? Were you, like, amazed, or...
So, obviously, Gondry was, you know, really, like, killing the game in the 90s and very early 2000s is when, you know, it's, like, the Gondry, like, real era. And then he's done a handful of music videos since. He did one last year for Love Letters by Metronomy, which is a video that I also liked that I wanted to like more.
Now, I loved that one. I actually legit loved that video.
So I guess my where I'm at with these latest two Gondry videos, and I kind of feel like they're part of a new chapter for his music videos, is that they don't do a second or third or fourth or fifth thing like I feel like his other music videos did.
Mm-hmm.
It does the one thing, and the one thing is a lot of times really interesting and, like, still very Gondry and very enjoyable. But he doesn't do more things, and I want more things. I don't know if we're grading him on a curve,
He's had some great videos that didn't have a third or fourth or fifth thing. For example, Around the World by Daft Punk. It was one thing, pretty much, but it was still an exceptionally good video. His other videos for Chemical Brothers, like Star Guitar and Let Forever Be, they did have kind of like an extra kind of layer to them.
Come Into My World by Kylie Mott. How do you say this lady's name?
Minogue.
Kylie Minogue. That, I guess, is one thing, but it's one thing that I feel like builds on itself. I feel like even if it's just one idea, it keeps growing from itself. And I don't see that growth in these past two music videos.
No.
I'm wondering what it's about. And I still love watching these videos. But I can't help but feel let down by them, and I don't know. I feel so like greedy for feeling this way, because it's a Michel Gondry video.
So I thought the metronomy one kind of had that, at least the second aspect, when the shots would line up perfectly with the cool set that they constructed, but you knew
that was gonna eventually happen, and you guess we're just waiting for it to happen for the whole first half of the video, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do, and I mean, that's the thing with the Ganja video. You're always waiting for a gimmick, even when there isn't one. And this one has none. There's no gimmick at all, right? And it's kind of like what you were describing. I felt like as the video progressed, it was going to build to something else, and that doesn't quite happen.
The gimmick is supposed to be that it looks like these girls are, like, passing the... So we haven't even talked about what happens in this video.
Let's do it.
It's essentially a line of... like a choreographed line of female dancers, I guess you would call them, all in each arm holding onto these long poles that kind of connect them as a line, almost like, what is it called?
Line dancers.
No, what's that game you play at, like, bars and shit with, like, fake soccer players on a stick? Come on. You know what it's called.
Yeah, foosball.
It looks like they're essentially like these, like, as if foosball players were attached at the arm, that's what these ladies would be with these poles. And I guess what the gimmick is supposed to be, because they're like walking and they're moving the poles up and down, and it jump cuts to where it kind of seems like the poles are passing through their bodies and stuff like that. Did you kind of pick up on that effect?
Yeah, I did. Now, Doug, there was one thing I really loved about this video. I don't know if you really paid attention to the setting of the video, mm-hmm. but it's almost like a post-modern, futuristic, weird kind of a setting. It reminded me of the video for St. Vincent's Digital Witness. These are some weird buildings and stuff.
This does remind me of Digital Witness. These are very weird buildings. I wonder if, like... they've got to be real, right? They didn't fake these buildings, but they are very interesting. But it felt too much like Digital Witness almost to me. I don't know. I feel like I'm being hard on this video. Like, a lot of times I'm hard on videos, but I feel like I can't say that Gondry's video is bad. Because he knows better than me.
And I mean, Doug, this what's cool about this video is that I've not seen a video like this. I can't say, other than Digital Witness, is the only other one that comes to mind.
It's kind of exactly like Digital Witness.
But Digital Witness doesn't have the foosball players. So, yeah, and I mean, they're the main focus, right? So,
yeah, but it has dudes marching.
It does have some dudes marching.
And honestly, at the end of the day, man... The jump cut effect is less cool than I want it to be, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't love that effect much.
It was a bit jarring that when I saw that.
It's not very smooth, which could be intentional, but it's not very... I wasn't very interested in it. And so, I'm a little let down by this video, but the song's cool. I don't know.
I like that Gondry's back doing some videos. Maybe this is not the one that's going to excite us all, but maybe it's coming.
One a year. I'll take one a year Gondry music video, I guess. Keeping him in the game. I mean, whatever. He can do whatever he wants. And I'm still going to like it, but I'm going to want to like it more. Probably for the rest of forever. let's switch it up. Let's switch it up and talk about Lola Wolf, Bitch. It's a song called Bitch, and it's by Lola Wolf. Lola Wolf is a band. It features Zoe Kravitz, who's Lenny Kravitz's daughter. Are there other members of Lola Wolf, Adam Alexander?
Well, that I don't know for sure, but she would definitely have some producers or someone kind of behind the beats, I would think.
Someone behind the beats. Cool.
Behind the beats. Not the headphones, but the actual beats in the songs.
Oh, I get it. And this music video was directed by Trouble Andrew. Trouble Andrew, who part of the assignment for tonight's podcast was both Adam Alexander and I listened to some of Trouble Andrew's music. And we like it.
We do.
we like it. We bonded over Trouble Andrew, his music. So what makes this bitch music video worth talking about?
Notable.
Yeah, notable and worth talking about on this podcast to you folks, is that it has Miley Cyrus in the music video. Miley Cyrus, who is Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
Who's very important in the world of music videos.
Miley Cyrus is very important in the world of music videos, especially lately, especially in the last couple of years. If you haven't heard of Miley Cyrus, she's a musician, and her music videos have been very popular lately. And she's in this music video, this bitch music video, and it's kind of just her and Zoe Kravitz in a hotel room in thong leotards, just kind of having a good time, right? They're playing cards. They're doing bathtubs.
They're shooting little guns. Little cowboys.
They're shooting toy guns. They're taking pictures of each other's butts.
Butt selfies. Is there a word for that? Belfie?
It's not a selfie if they're doing it of each other.
No, that's true.
And this is a hotel room, right? This appears to be a hotel room.
It's a Holiday Inn Express.
I don't know what hotel it is specifically. The art is tacky, though, and the doors open with a card. So this is basically what's happening. I guess there's a point where Miley is wearing less clothes. Like, this is why... Like, this is the video, right? It's not...
Yeah, and you should mention that it's basically shot... as if it's shot on like a camcorder, low production.
The production value matches the setting, which is in a hotel that costs $11.
Yes, $11.
Right, and it's like intentionally, like, you know, cheap looking, not cheap looking, but like grungy. I don't know the proper term, but it's kind of like a style. It's an aesthetic. That you want to put in a music video when you have the two super, like, the two famous daughters of, you know, former giant pop stars who are looking to make music careers of their own. Like, this feels like a music video that's trying to be really, like, edgy and unexpected. And like, intentionally, like, grimy and dirty and real life and raw. And I think it just is too transparent. For me, that's my thought about it. It's too transparent. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like this is the stuff that Miley's up to. Like, I follow her Instagram. These look like the parties that she's at every day. She's just, you know, getting high.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm talking about is like the shitty hotel room and the shitty camera. You know, like the intentionally grungy look of the filmmaking. Like, that's what I think feels transparent to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's what they were going for. That's obvious. So if that's your point, then absolutely.
But my point is that it didn't... I would expect something like this to have been a bigger deal, right? This wasn't a huge deal that Miley Cyrus is like butts in a music video. I feel like when her, you know, I know this isn't like within the gravitational pull of her album promotion, but, you know, she's still a big deal in pop music and in music videos and in pop culture. And, you know, is she just like, is it oversaturation of Miley? Or is it kind of just like, this video isn't surprising anybody?
I think it's a bit of both, Doug.
Probably a bit of both. Which is fine. I mean, like, whatever. I'm like... You know,
it kind of has a slip through the cracks effect, you know?
But whatever, like, I think they're fine. I think they just were hanging out and playing cards in their underwear and, like, fucking up a shitty hotel room. Like, that seems to be the level of effort, you know what I mean? Like, this doesn't feel super calculated to me.
One thing I liked was, the cards they're playing are Hannah Montana cards.
Oh, were they? I didn't look.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice little touch. Because, I mean, Miley's big thing is to kind of, like, you know, escape the whole Hannah Montana persona that she was at one time attached to.
Yeah, well, this is the second stage of that, right? Of like,
right. I think
now I'm so separate that I'm gonna play Hannah Montana cards in a music video.
Where I'm naked.
Where you see my whole butt. Whatever. If people can show their butts in music videos, there was a time when Miley Cyrus showing her butt in a music video
was new.
Was like news, yeah. Not just new, but like it was, and it was. It feels like that wasn't too long ago, and I feel like I feel like people are still making Wrecking Ball references in pop culture currently, and for the person from Wrecking Ball to be doing butt music videos and having it not really like make a huge dent is something that's weird to me a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm.
No, I hear you.
Maybe I'm
no,
looking. Maybe
no
I'm
one's
looking,
referencing Lola Wolf, bitch.
Wait, let me make this dumb joke.
Do it.
Maybe I'm digging too deep into butt music videos. Gross!
Yeah, noise! Gross.
Sound effect! Weird.
Do we have any sound effects?
No, I'm gonna put them in post.
Okay. I can't wait.
You know, yeah, they're gonna be weird. They're gonna be like real. Like, it's just gonna be like stuff that doesn't make sense at all. It's just like, man falls through building and screams, and that'll be the sound effect. That's gonna be the title of it. So let's try to pull this podcast conversation to a different direction. We talked about dirty hotel room butt music videos. Let's talk about the other end of the spectrum. And let's talk about a music video that, would you call it Emily Nicholas?
Sure.
I would
call maybe Nicola.
And the first name?
Emily.
And the song name?
This is all overall. It's when she sings, it just sounds like stereo. Maybe that's a silent P.
Okay, so it's the title of the song is the word stereo with a P at the beginning of it. Stereo. Where's Emily from? Do you know?
I don't.
They're driving on the left side of the road in this music video.
Yeah, I would only be venturing a guess. It looks cold.
It does look very chilly. So let's tell us what happens in this music video.
So this video is awesome. Basically, we have who I would assume is Emily driving along the highway in somewhere that looks very cold. And kind of the awesome twist is that there are some whales flying in the sky. And that's a terrible description, but that's exactly what happens.
Well, you know, you didn't mention the mountains. I feel like the mountains favor heavily.
There are some mountains.
Feature heavily. And the whales, the whales are giant. And yeah. They kind of come through these like very foggy mountainous landscapes. They kind of reveal themselves from the other side of the mountain at first. And first it's like just a couple, and then there's a bunch. And
what kind of whales are these, Doug?
These look like blue whales, maybe? Humpback whales? No. Blue whales.
I tried to find it, but I couldn't. But I know these whales. These are the whales that swallow Pinocchio.
It looks like they're probably humpback whales. Yeah, I would say humpback whales is my guess. Man, whales are fucking cool as shit.
They are.
Sometimes you just motherfucking forget about whales sometimes.
It's true, you do.
And this, you need this music video to remind you, like, that whales are fucking crazy awesome. Yeah. And, like, majestic and giant and beautiful. Like, and maybe they actually are this big. I don't really know how big whales are. Aren't they giant? How big?
They're this big, Doug. I think this is probably almost an accurate size depiction.
Adults of a humpback whale are 12 to 16 meters. How big's a meter?
A meter.
3 feet?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty close.
3 to 4 feet? Holy shit, these things are big as fuck. 3 to 4 feet? These things are like 50 feet?
Yeah, man, they're big.
Holy cow, that's the size. They're real life size then, probably.
What I thought was really impressive with this video was, like, I don't know this artist at all, and
it's a great
song. Some really great special effects. Like, this is
so good,
solid.
Yeah, I'm wondering where they got the whale footage from. It's so clean.
Do you think they're if it's real whale footage and they've edited it in, or are these computer generated whales?
Maybe it's CG. Maybe
it's good. Regardless, it's fucking.
It's probably completely CG whales. Now that you mention it, I'm such a fucking idiot. That's how good it is, though. That I thought that it was some kind of like green screen. Oh man, it's so beautiful. Yeah, it's so great. Like there's like, it's not really like you know. There's not a lot to describe. It's just kind of like the experience of seeing these whales. Because she's like driving underneath them and standing underneath them, almost like they're airplanes flying through the sky.
But like, I even got this other cool feeling, Doug. Like, even if there weren't whales flying through the sky, there was something very genuine about like the road trip feel of the video. Like, I just felt like it made me want to like fucking just drive, you know?
Sure.
It didn't feel like one of those stupid, like that Aerosmith video where they, like, fucking take off in a car. This felt like a genuine, like, just a road trip, and there happened to be some fucking stellar whales floating by.
So this video works for you if like, you would have been into this video even sans whales.
Exactly. I think I would have. And the song is really good.
It's really good. It's a great little jammy. So I think we can go through the whole list and talk about Magic by San Cisco, directed by Zach Spinger. Spinger? Oh, shit.
Spiger.
Fuck, I'm the worst. We're doing so good with names. No,
you got it. It's good.
Zach Spiger, Magic, and Zach. His music videos, he makes some great music videos, but a lot of them are very, like, cinematic and kind of a lot more slow-moving. Do you remember the Dove and the Wolf, the Words You Said music video that he directed? I think it was last year, maybe the year before.
I don't, Doug. I don't.
Let me send you the link. And cinematic and slow-moving is a terrible way to describe it. But the point is, this video is kind of funny and hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And his other music videos are not that. This is kind of his first venture into comedy. Let me send you this little link, and you'll recognize this video by the screenshot. I think you should. I don't know why I'm waiting for you to watch a music video to get the reference.
Okay, we'll just keep
talking.
I'm watching.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens in this music video. This music video is essentially a vampire. With a girlfriend,
and sort of like a modern vampire.
He's got a Lamborghini. This guy, modern vampire, Lamborghini, very slick. Yeah, cornrows suit, fly dude, and he's got a
dance moves.
Oh, he's a fly guy, but like very like very dark and mysterious, right? And he's got like a very like bright feeling. Kind of like, how would you describe the girlfriend, or like the, you know, his female companion?
Yeah, she's
I hate to use the term delicate to describe a woman, but like if you look at her in the like screenshot from the video, she's like sitting in the. She's got like very fair skin, blonde hair. She's sitting in a meadow.
Quirky.
Sitting in a meadow with like a umbrella up to like protect herself from the sun. Just like feels there's like a sense of vulnerability from this character that you get, and partially it's because every time she turns her head, our vampire character leans in towards her neck. But at no point does she seem fearful, and he definitely seems to be trying to like really hold himself back. And there's definitely quirkiness to this video, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it doesn't feel like a Wes Anderson ripoff or anything like that. Like it's got its kind of own quirkiness to it. And it looks beautiful. It looks fantastic. And it's got some really interesting elements. First of all, the vampire's outside in the daylight the whole time.
Right. Like, that's one thing I noticed.
It's got its own rules.
They've got their own rules.
But he definitely like is a blood drinker, I think, right? He's got like sharp teeth and shit.
But we never even quite see that. Even when we think we've seen that, it turns out he's just eating an ice cream cone with like some strawberry.
Yeah, it's a good point. Like maybe it's maybe we're to like assume that this is just like some subtext, and we're just like men are like vultures, or like men are like vampires. They're always just like after, I don't know, I'm digging too deep. Pull me out, Adam. Save me. Or he's
not a vampire at all, and it's just kind of, that's the funny twist.
That's the joke. Like. Pull me out of my ass.
No, it was a good joke.
Yeah, no, not a joke. It was a bad, bad, is bad, bad, bad baby Doug. Yeah, but this is a fun music video. I like the style of the whole thing. I like the characters. It's fun. And then the end, it wraps up. She's like in a, she gets a leather coat. And she seems to, like, you know, at no point do you feel, like, fearful. Well, I guess the whole video you feel a little fearful for her. But at the end, like, they're, without, like, doing too much, it's kind of assumed that, like, you don't need to be afraid.
No.
And she knows what she's doing. She knows where she's at. Don't worry about her.
Yeah, she can handle it. She can handle him.
Claire McLean is her name, and we're not worried about Claire McLean.
No. But I do I want to just add one thing. The actor who portrays the vampire character, he's great. Both his performance and his cool kind of like slinky dance moves, like he kind of like makes the video really.
So his coolness is great.
His coolness is great.
I think they both make the video.
Right? I think so. You're right. There's a really great balance, a great really great contrast between both of them.
There's no need to play favorites though, is my point.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, don't play favorites. We don't play favorites. I don't pick a favorite Adam.
It's true, you don't. Yeah, that's the thing you have to deal with.
It's tough. It's a tough life to live, but not on this week. Now, this week it was just you, so you were my favorite Adam for this week. That's cool. But we'll see about next week. With Adam and his fresh nut sack, what a weird joke that we carried into the second podcast. But otherwise, we did a great job, Adam.
I think we did. I think we nailed it. We talked about some videos. But
I said great job to you. Did I do a great job?
You did. You said most of the names right.
I did about 30%.
Yeah.
That's right, about 30%.
That's all we can hope for.
So if you want to see any of the music videos that we talked about on this podcast, you go to IMDb. Let's try that one more time. You go to imvdb.com/podcast. You go to episode 155 of the This Week in Music Videos podcast, and you'll see all the music videos we talked about. You see all the links that we talked about. And you'll see the rest of our charming website, beautiful website.
I just bookmarked all of those.
You bookmark them away so he can look at them later while he's alone. And there's other episodes. There's 154 more episodes of this podcast. There's 4 episodes of our other world-famous podcast, Music Video Chats podcast. You should listen to all 158 additional episodes if this is your first time. If this is not your first time, thanks for listening to those already. Adam, thanks for being with me. Everyone, thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys next week.